Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And we want to thank you for joining us for the third day of our lesson, Memphis in May. We've been talking all about this special month-long festival in Memphis, Tennessee. Carolyn, what was something that we learned the first day of our lesson, Memphis in May?
Well, we were talking about the Beale Street Music Festival, which kicks off the whole month-long celebration. And it's a three-day event with lots of different concerts with world-famous performers.
All right. There are world-famous performers. Top artists come and perform. And, of course, something else that you can experience during this month-long festival is the World Championship Barbecue Cooking Contest. It's the largest pork barbecue in the world. You can go and experience some mouth-watering smells during this contest. And of course, you can see some people singing, dressed like pigs and dancing around on stage. It all sounds quite interesting. Well, we have more to learn about Memphis in May today. So let's get started with the first reading.
Memphis in May, an international event. With a goal to promote world cultural awareness, Memphis in May selects one country each year to focus on and honor. The chosen country this year is Sweden, and special events will include Swedish arts and cooking exhibits. Dancers, singers, artists, and speakers from Sweden will also perform throughout the month. Local students will participate in writing, photo, PowerPoint, and poster contests with attention given to learning more about the honored country.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady Ellen. Musical Memphis. We're on to our third and last day of our travel article for the month, exploring all that Memphis in May has to offer. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Exhibit. Exhibit is a noun. We found plenty of great vacation ideas at the travel exhibits. Symphony. Symphony is a noun. Timothy is practicing several hours a day and plans to audition for the symphony. Annual. Annual is an adjective. My dad went for his annual doctor's visit and found out he needs to lose weight. Orchestra. Orchestra is a noun. Melissa is very talented and plays the violin in the National Symphony Orchestra. Your more information word is sunset. Sunset is a noun. Now let's get started with our article.
Well, this certainly is an international event. Let's go to the top. With a goal to promote world cultural awareness, Memphis in May selects one country each year to focus on and honor. Well, this does sound quite interesting. They want to promote something. They want to promote world cultural awareness. What does that mean, Carolyn? World cultural awareness.
Well, they want to help people that are attending their festival mm-hmm. to know something more about other cultures around the world. Mm-hmm. Because the Memphis in May celebration, there's a lot of artists who perform local music, mm-hmm. the music that Memphis is famous for, but they also want people to become more familiar with other cultures around the world, not just that in Memphis.
I think that's a great idea. I think it's easy if you're living in a certain country just to think about what is around you. But it's important to be reminded to become aware of other things around the world. So they select one country each year to focus on and honor. If you focus on something, that means you're really going to be talking about that mostly and not much else. You focus on that thing.
That's right. And the country chosen this year, the chosen country this year is Sweden. And special events will include Swedish arts and cooking exhibits. Oh, so there are going to be lots of different things just focusing on the country Sweden this year.
That's right. These special events will include Swedish arts and cooking exhibits. Let's take a look at that word exhibit. Now, an exhibit is something that you might see. It's a kind of show. So there are Swedish exhibits, maybe different things that are from Sweden or describe Sweden, things from Sweden. Now, there's a difference between exhibit and exhibition. If you go to a museum, there might be an exhibition. That means many things talking about one topic, but an exhibit is just one of those things. So an exhibition and then an exhibit.
That's right. And we see what some of those exhibits will be. Dancers, singers, artists, and speakers from Sweden will also perform throughout the month. Mm-hmm. So it's not just part of the festival, but for the entire month, they will be focusing on things from Sweden.
That's right, throughout the month. Well, this does sound pretty interesting. We continue in our lesson. Local students will participate in writing, photo, PowerPoint, and poster contests with attention given to learning more about the honored country. All right, so it's all about Sweden this year, and local students will participate in these things. Which one sounds interesting to you? Carolyn, would you want to participate in writing, photo, PowerPoint, or maybe a poster contest?
Well, I'm not the most creative person when it comes to posters or PowerPoints mm-hmm. or even photography, so I think I would probably like to do the writing competition. I really enjoy writing and expressing things through words.
Well, that sounds pretty good. I think you would be good at that. You're good at writing. Let's see. I think I might be best at writing as well. Maybe I could make a poster of some kind and compete with other people. Well, we find that there is a chance for you to do this. If you have a chance to visit Memphis in May, then you can take part in one of these contests. Which one would you enjoy doing most? We see that it has attention given to learning more about the honored country. Carolyn, what does that mean? Attention is given to something.
Well, if you give your attention to something, then that is what you're going to focus on. So mm-hmm. they are focusing on Sweden, but you also might want to give your attention to whoever is speaking. If you are at a lecture or in a classroom or at a performance, you should give your attention to whoever is performing or speaking.
That's right. So not just your teachers in the classroom. Of course, you should give your attention to your teacher, but maybe someone else, maybe one of your classmates, will get up and give a speech. It's important not to just sit there talking to each other. You want to give your attention to that speaker. Right now, it's time for us to give our attention to Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看第一句话里面的 awareness 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 aware 察觉这个动词，所以 awareness 是指认知或意识。例如 ，the awareness of green issues gradually increased among young people， 年轻人对绿色议题的认知逐渐的增长。或者是 the lack of awareness of water pollution can cause problems in the future。对水污染的问题缺乏认知可能会造成将来的问题。继续我们来看的是 exhibit 这个名词， EX 这个字首有向外的意思，所以 exhibit 是指展览。例如 We went to an exhibit at the Metropolitan Museum in New York， 我们去纽约的大都会美术馆参观了一个展览。 exhibit 也可以当动词，意思是指展出。例如 ,The sculpture by Picasso was exhibited in the main hall of the museum. 毕卡索的雕像被展示在美术馆的主厅。
Well, we have learned a lot about Memphis and what happens in the month of May in this great city. And today we've been talking about the international events going on there. This year they are focusing on Sweden, and there will be many exhibits that you can attend to learn more about this honored country. Well, we still have a few more things to learn about this great May festival. Let's start with the second reading for today.
Memphis in May, Sunset Symphony. Memphis in May concludes on May 25th with a little something for everyone. Bring your picnic basket, make yourself comfortable with a great view of the river, and enjoy performances by local bands. At 6 p.m., watch as planes perform amazing tricks in the skies above during the annual air show. Beautiful melodies fill the air at 7:30 p.m., when the Memphis Symphony Orchestra plays popular favorites. The festival closes at 9 p.m. with a spectacular fireworks display over the mighty Mississippi River. What a perfect ending to a month-long celebration.
Well, that does sound like the perfect ending for this month-long festival. We're talking all about the Sunset Symphony here. Two S words, Sunset Symphony. It's kind of fun. Well, let's talk about that first one first. Carolyn, what's a sunset?
Well, a sunset is what you see when it's the end of the day and the sun is going down, or it looks like it's going down. And it's very beautiful at sunset because the sky becomes very different colors depending on where you are in the world.
That's right, and of course that happens in the evening, but the next morning you might see a sunrise, S-U-N-R-I-S-E. So there's the sunrise in the morning, which is also beautiful, and the sunset at night. And here we're talking about the Sunset Symphony. Symphony straight from our word bank. A symphony is a piece of Western classical music that a music group might perform. That's a symphony.
And it's a lot of fun to attend something where they are playing a symphony, to listen to symphony music. It's very beautiful and really opens your brain to thinking and thinking new thoughts.
That's right. And some music can really do that. It can inspire you to think some interesting things. I think of Bach or Beethoven, Rachmaninoff. I think of these kind of musicians when I think of symphonies, because they wrote many symphonies, or some of them did. Well, we're going to continue with our lesson. How do we begin, Carolyn?
We see Memphis in May concludes on May 25th with a little something for everyone. So this month-long celebration ends, it concludes on May 25th, and there is a little something for everyone. What does that mean, Gabe?
I know, right? That's kind of an interesting phrase, a little something for everyone. Well, this means that there are so many different people going with different interests. Maybe you're not interested in music, maybe you're interested in something else. Well, there's something for you. Maybe you are interested in music, so there's something for you. Maybe you're interested in flying a kite. There's something for you as well. There's a little something for everyone.
So everyone who goes can enjoy themselves, and we see you can bring your picnic basket, make yourself comfortable with a great view of the river, and enjoy performances by local bands. So it does sound like there's something for everyone.
There is something for everyone. You can make yourself comfortable. Let's take a look at that phrase. To make yourself comfortable, or make yourself something. That means maybe you weren't before, but then now there's a way for you to do this. There's a way for you to become comfortable. Make yourself comfortable.
That's right. And a lot of times I think of this phrase as being kind of an invitation. So when you are visiting someone at their house, they might say, oh, make yourself comfortable, or make yourself at home. Just treat this house as if it were your own house. So make yourself at home.
That's right. The next time someone comes to your house, you can say, make yourself at home, or make yourself comfortable. Well, let's continue. At 6 o'clock p.m., watch as planes perform amazing tricks in the skies above during the annual air show. Well, I see a word from the word bank there. It is annual. What does that mean, Carolyn?
Well, it means it's something that happens every year at the same time during the year. So you might have an annual event like a festival. It's at the same time each year.
I can think of a great annual festival. A great thing to celebrate is July 8th. I celebrate this day annually because it's my birthday.
Oh, well, that is an annual celebration. Your birthday comes once every year, so, and it's on the same day. Mm-hmm. That is annual. Very good, Gabe.
It's true, but usually you use this word annual to talk about something a little bigger than just one person. So you can celebrate at Memphis in Maine. You can see these planes flying in the skies above during the annual air show. It's time for us to learn something about that word skies with Steve and Ken. Let's go to the info cloud.
Hi friends, what's up? And I hope you won't respond, the sky.
That's an old high school joke, Ken, but since you brought it up, why don't we talk about the sky today? We all know what it is.
Or what they are. Sky is often used in the plural form, skies. The earliest meaning of sky was cloud, and so the skies meant the clouds.
Nowadays, skies no longer means clouds. The skies refer to different areas of the sky. For instance, during World War II, the British Royal Air Force fought to keep the skies of England safe.
And meteorologists often talk about clear skies or gray skies. I think the implication is that audiences living in different places see different portions of the sky, hence the plural form.
Right. Ken, I'm sure you remember United Airlines used to have a slogan, fly the friendly skies.
Yep, I sure do. But these days, with air traffic congestion, I think fly the crowded skies is more the case.
Okay, keep in mind, everyone, that sky and skies are not always interchangeable. For example, I couldn't say, look, there's an airplane up in the skies.
Good point. 在今天的课文，我们看到这句话， Watch as planes perform amazing tricks in the skies above during the annual air show. 也许你会问，为什么sky有复数，天空不是只有一个吗？ 没有错，sky通常是不可数的，要用单数。 比如说, look, there's an airplane up in the sky. 天上有一架飞机。 但如果是被形容词修饰, 天空就可以用复数的skies. 就像课文中讲的, the skies above. 哪里的天空? Above. 以前呢, 有航空公司采用 the friendly skies 这个标语。 什么样的天空? Friendly. 形容某一个地区的天气或气候, 也可以用复数的skies. 比如说, clear skies. 晴天或 gray skies 阴天，我们如果听英文的气象报告，就常常会听到这个用法。这就是今天的 info cloud。我们下次云端见。Continuing
on with the Sunset Symphony, beautiful melodies fill the air at 7:30 p.m. when the Memphis Symphony Orchestra plays popular favorites. So at 7:30 in the evening, the sun is setting, and there is the Memphis Symphony Orchestra getting ready to play popular favorite songs. Now, here we have another musical word from our word bank, the word orchestra. Mm-hmm. What is the difference between a symphony and an orchestra, Gabe?
Oh, good question. Well, earlier we talked about symphony. It's a piece of Western classical music, and it's performed by an orchestra. So the orchestra is the group of musicians who play symphonies. An orchestra has a conductor, someone who directs, and they play these symphonies. So you can be an orchestra member if you play a musical instrument.
Oh, I see. Well, I really like to listen to orchestras perform symphonies. Continuing on, we see the festival closes at 9 p.m. with a spectacular fireworks display over the mighty Mississippi River. Oh, this sounds like a really great place to watch fireworks. What do you think, Gabe?
I think so, too. It sounds spectacular. If something is spectacular, usually there's a lot to take in with your eyes and maybe with your ears as well. It's spectacular. And you see that word fireworks, it's always with an S, actually. You can see a fireworks display. Do you like fireworks? Well, we continue. What a perfect ending to a month-long celebration. What do you think, Carolyn? Is this a good ending to this month-long celebration?
Well, it's a celebration of music and culture and food. And if you have your picnic basket and you listen to the orchestra play a symphony, and then you watch the fireworks over the Mississippi River, I think this is a pretty good way to end the Memphis in May festival.
That's right. Well, we have a good ending for you today. We're going to watch a video learning a little bit more about Memphis. And then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
Memphis means fun for the whole family. The highly rated Memphis Zoo is home to 2,800 animals on 70 acres, including two giant pandas. The zoo has daily animal shows and feedings. Take a ride on a riverboat. You'll find a variety of options from sightseeing to dinner cruises, holiday cruises, and even private charters. Watch the famous Peabody Ducks as they're led down the red carpet every day at 11 a.m. to a fountain in the historic hotel's lobby. And every evening at 5, they waddle up the red carpet again to spend the night in their Duck Palace on the hotel roof. At Shelby Farms Park, the largest urban park in the U.S., you can ride a bike, ride a horse, rent a paddle boat, fish, play. There's lots of space to have lots of fun. Learn about firefighting history and the lives of firefighters at the Memphis Fire Museum. Kids love to ride the snorkel basket simulator and play in the model firehouse. And if you're a baseball fan, don't miss AutoZone Park, one of the finest ballparks below the major league level. Watch the Memphis Redbirds play or take a behind-the-scenes tour.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 symphony 这个名词 S-Y-M 这个字首有一起的意思 P-H-O 这个字根有声音的意思所以 symphony 融合了各种声音就是指交响乐例如 Beethoven's 9th symphony is a powerful piece贝多芬的九号交响曲是一个极有力量的作品。若是 Symphony Orchestra 就是指交响乐团，通常包括了管乐、弦乐跟打击乐手。最后我们看的是 annual 这个形容词 ,ann 这个字根是指年，所以 annual 是指一年一度的、年度的或者是每年的。例如 ,the company's annual financial report greatly affected their stock price. 这家公司年度财务报告影响他们的股价甚巨。或者是 ,the annual festival lasts over a week. 这个一年一度举行的庆典延续超过一个星期。And don't go away yet. Keep watching as our lesson continues.
Well, you've learned all about Memphis in May, this wonderful festival. You've even seen some videos about Memphis. You've learned all about Memphis. Now, I do wonder what sounds most interesting to you from this lesson. Would you like to attend the Beale Street Music Festival? Maybe eat some pork barbecue? Or learn a little bit about Sweden? What do you think, Carolyn?
Well, I am very interested in cultures, so I really want to experience the Memphis style of music. They are very famous for their own very unique types of music, and I would also really like to learn a little bit more about cultures around the world. So we would have to see which year I go and which country would be honored that year.
Well, I'd be interested in going to learn more about Sweden or another honored country, but only if I can eat some pork barbecue at the same time because I'm getting hungry right now. I think it's time for us to end today's lesson, but we hope you do come back to Studio Classroom next time.
We'll see you then.
See you then.
Welcome to the episode of our exciting new drama, The Stranger. Set in Taiwan, our story begins as Sherry Harris visits her mother's old home. Join us as we listen to Sherry's exciting adventures in The Stranger.
Sherry, I'm dying to hear the end of your story.
Okay. Well, a few months after Mom returned to the States, she received a letter from Winston. This was the first of several letters from him pleading with her to return to Taiwan.
Wow. What else did the letter say?
Well, he told her that he was lost without her and that he was even prepared to leave his family for her. He wanted to join my mom in the States, but couldn't get a visa.
So what did your mother do?
She wrote back to him and told him how much she still loved him. She even gave him her phone number. She told him that if he was really serious about his plans to leave his family and marry her, then she wanted to hear it firsthand and not through a letter.
What was he supposed to do? Fly to the United States and tell her?
No, but she did hope for a phone call. She wrote him and said she would wait by the phone every Monday for a month. If she didn't hear from him, she would know he had changed his mind, and she would try to forget him.
Did he call?
No, and soon after that, his letters stopped.
Then when did your mother meet your father?
It took her a long time to get over Winston, but one summer, she went to a church conference and met up with an old boyfriend from high school, my dad. They fell in love, got married, and had me, their only child.
Wow.
Hey, this is our stop. We've got to get off.
I have an idea. If you're not too tired, why don't we drop off our bags at the hotel and have lunch? I know a little restaurant right next to the Taichung Toastmasters office. We can get some sui jiao and go to the office right afterwards, okay?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds like Sherry and Feng Yi are having a fun time. But how much longer will the fun last? Join us again next time for more of The Stranger.